In Apalachicola, anchors are big.
Apalachicola has been a port city for such a long time that the anchor is actually part of our city symbol, and it's on the Apalachicola flag.
That's Augusta West, the research and education director at the Apalachicola Maritime Museum. She says the town first sprang up as a cotton port during the early 1800s.
Before the days of railroads and highway networks, the rivers were the arteries of travel and transport. And so Apalachicola quickly became the third largest port on the Gulf Coast and had a lot of international traffic.
Since then, the town has been a hub for lumber shipping, oyster and sponge harvesting, and fishing and shrimping. And in the course of all that maritime activity, at least 16 large anchors were left behind. They're scattered through the city.
A lot of people remember these anchors being there from their childhoods, and they've been there all their lives, but they have no idea where they came from.
This Saturday, they might get some answers. That's when the Maritime Museum is hosting archaeologists to lead the public on an anchor expedition. Franklin Price is one of them. He's with the Florida Bureau of Archaeological Research.
It'll be interesting to see how many of these anchors in Apalachicola are from what century or what original country.
Price says you can tell these things by the anchor's size and shape. He'll enter the exact locations and details of all the anchors into a worldwide database called the Big Anchor Project. Florida Public Archaeology Network Director William Lee says Saturday's event will let people see firsthand how artifacts shine a light on history.
When you go up there and see the anchor and then learn about it, you start to get closer to that past. It is kind of a time connection in a very real way.
Lee says the Anchor Project is just one of many hands-on archaeological activities the group is leading around the state for the public. The Anchor Workshop will start with a lecture at the Apalachicola Maritime Museum at 10 on Saturday, followed by the Anchor Fieldwork. It's free, but registration is required. Visit WFSU.org for details. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.